Fresh DNA tests have led to the exoneration of more than 100 prisoners around the country after post-conviction testing showed they had not committed the crimes for which they'd been sentenced. But so far, the application of such tests has been haphazard. Now, several state prosecutors' offices have decided to systematically look at past cases to see if DNA evidence would alter some of the convictions. NPR's Philip Davis visited one such agency, the state attorney's office in Miami-Dade County, and he filed this report.
In recent years, 144 people, including two in Florida, have been freed thanks to improved DNA testing, according to the Innocence Initiative, a nonprofit legal aid group, which has spearheaded the movement for more DNA testing of convicts. So far, no Miami prosecution has been overturned because of DNA testing, but over the past few months, the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office has launched a project to get in front of the issue. State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle.
We didn't wait for someone to come forward and say, you know, that we've executed an innocent person. That has to be every prosecutor's absolute nightmare. But even just convicting somebody and knowing that or feeling that somebody may be innocent is completely contrary to what our mission is.
Prosecutors are now reviewing every felony conviction prior to 1996 for DNA evidence. Assistant State's Attorney Michael Gilfarb said prior to 1996, labs needed a fluid sample the size of a bottle cap to check for DNA.
Testing is more sensitive now. Before, you couldn't swab somebody's sunglasses and get a DNA sample. Today you can. And so we're reviewing old evidence to see if it has new meaning.
So far, attorneys in the office have identified approximately 450 prisoners prosecuted in Miami for whom DNA testing might be relevant. Already, 53 inmates have contacted lawyers who have requested post-conviction testing. Gilfarb admits there's a good chance that a wrongful conviction may surface during the review. But just as importantly, he says he expects many more convictions will be corroborated.
You can't have justice without finality. And we hope that this post-conviction DNA testing delivers finality for the defendant and for the victim.
Jenny Greenberg, director of the Florida Innocence Initiative, says Miami prosecutors are to be applauded for voluntarily examining their own past prosecutions. But she cautions that by focusing on DNA, prosecutors are limiting themselves.
DNA evidence is only available in 10%, approximately 10% of those cases that led to incarceration. We also know that our statute currently does not allow us to file for DNA testing for those who pled guilty or no contest, and that number is approximately 90 to 95% of our prison population overall.
Victims' rights groups support DNA retesting, but Sue Herman, president of the National Center for Victims of Crime in Washington, is concerned that Miami prosecutors have no formal mechanism in place to notify victims or their families when new testing is being done on a case. Herman says victims need to know, either to get the satisfaction of closure when the conviction is corroborated, or brace for the emotions that could come if a case is overturned.
The victim may feel guilty or just a range of emotions because they were involved in a case that ended up in a conviction where maybe they gave the best testimony. Of course, they gave the best testimony that they could, but DNA exonerated somebody.
Herman says that if courts are going to overturn old convictions based on DNA tests, then prosecutors should be allowed to use DNA to reopen and re-prosecute what are now cold cases, even if the statute of limitations has expired. With new possibilities in mind, Miami prosecutors are also launching a wide-scale program to take DNA samples from everyone convicted of a felony here. Though Miami is apparently alone in doing this type of large-scale review in Florida, it may be at the forefront of a trend. State prosecutors in St. Louis, San Diego, and Cleveland are in the midst of their own DNA reviews. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.